This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. What do the Rams have in common with P. Diddy?
Oh, man. I don't think they want anything in common with P. Diddy.
They're both fleeing L.A. Rams and Texans are going to have joint practices after the Hall of Fame game. The Rams will be practicing right there. Another interesting coach to talk to, Sean McVay.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be in town. So the Rams are coming to town. They're leaving L.A., just like Diddy.
Yeah,
well, or he left Miami, right?
Yeah, I think he was in Miami. Yeah. But
he was pacing around the airport. They showed his house getting raided, and then TMZ has a video of him just pacing up and down the airport. I guess he hopped on the plane.
Well,
he's out of the country, right?
There was a plane, but yeah, we're not sure if he was on
it. A plane left and landed in another country.
No, it's in another country, and it's a country that doesn't have a treaty with the U.S.
Well, it doesn't have the extradition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Russell Simmons is doing, too?
Yeah, he in Bali or Bali.
Russell Simmons is doing his thing, so P. Diddy got out. Yeah. Just let him... Let him
Barbuda.
Get him out of here. It's fine.
Yeah,
he's gone.
He's in Barbuda.
He's
which
done.
They can't extradite. That's not a good sign. You start scanning the list of countries that don't have extradition. Where do I want to go?
Well, and you were that ready to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knew it was coming, too.
Yeah. So, P. Diddy, we hardly knew you. I'm old enough to remember when he was telling me if I didn't vote, I was going to die.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember vote or die.
Mm-hmm.
P. Diddy. I mean, look what you were doing. You're telling me to go vote. What the hell is going on with you, my man?
Best
slime ball
extradition countries that don't have it. Barbuda's definitely up there. I don't think you want to go to the Congo.
So he'll be chilling. So does he just chill and just hang out? Because isn't Joe Francis there too from Girls Gone Wild? I think Girls Gone Wild.
You got me on that
Joe
one.
Francis is in another country too, and he's. He had all his stuff. So the three people that I know of that have fled the country have been Diddy, Joe Francis from Girls Gone Wild, and
Russell Simmons.
I feel like I don't even have a childhood. I feel like I can't trust Def Jam.
Yeah.
Okay. Never did. Never was an East Coast guy.
Yeah.
See, I'm on to something, Figgy. You like that creepy ass stuff. I stay down here in the South, bud. I stayed down here in the South.
Deep in the South, man.
Yeah, my guys
hey,
just
don't
have
go
seizures.
Digging.
Hey, I'm not going to Atlanta. T.I., you can keep that. He should probably go with Diddy. He probably had something to do with
it,
honestly.
I was about to say, don't go digging, man.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're
gonna
be disappointed.
Going yeah. But yeah, can't trust Def Jam, Russell Simmons. What's Gamora up to now? Gamora Lee Simmons.
I think she just living her life, man. The last time I seen her, she was, I guess she got into it with Russell or something, and she was on IG Live. It was a big mess.
Okay, so Gamora's still a thing, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so can't trust Def Jam. Can't trust Bad Boy. Never really did, to be honest with you.
Boosie did.
Boosie what?
Boosie did. Remember he said he linked up with P. Diddy?
Yeah, but he changed that. That was
I bet
before
he did
it happened.
Change
yeah,
that.
He definitely can't say that in what just left New York City hooked up with Pete. He's going to have to edit that. He's going to have to edit that and wipe me down. Can't have that no more. Mm-hmm. And then you can't trust the reason that you would stay up past your bedtime back in the day and watch those Girls Gone Wild infomercials. Who would have thought that there was something sleazy going on there? But Joe Francis is gone, so that's where we're at right now.
That's where we're at.
In society, just can't trust everything.
Where would you extradite to?
Me?
Got to be in the Caribbean somewhere for me. Like Barbuda, like where he went. Here are some options for you. You can go to North Korea.
Next. Yeah.
You can go to Uganda, China.
Next. Russia. Next.
Cuba. I think he made a good Burundi. Finland. Hey, Finland would be good.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Finland's a beautiful country, man.
Nah, I need some sun.
Yeah, it would, for me, it would be one of those Caribbean islands like they went to. By the way.
I would probably just go down the street.
Down the street?
I'd just go on a joyride.
They would find you.
I know, but it's cool. Once they find me, they find me. But I would just go down the street.
Yeah, but if you were a multi-millionaire and wanted to get away and just live your life, you wouldn't just go down the street. Brazil? Brazil's not bad. They don't have extradition.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
I don't know. I kind of feel like you're a mark, too, once you leave.
Well, yeah, but they can't extradite
you.
Yeah,
but like all the criminal activity, mm-hmm. like what the hell are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like I'm going to rob your ass. What are you going to do about it? You got no rights here, sir.
That's why you have to get a new identity.
So does this mean they're going to have to cancel Diddy music now?
Well, it depends on what they find.
Be quiet, man.
So are we going to get to the point where now all of a sudden whenever they play Notorious B.I.G., they have to beep out Diddy.
Yeah.
Like he's saying the P word or mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. Like P. Diddy, like they're taking out all Diddy hype.
Yeah, wait till more details come out.
Boy.
They're definitely going to take that out.
Yeah,
like,
bad boy.
They're definitely going to take that out.
They're going to take out all that.
Yeah.
Can't listen to R. Kelly.
No.
God knows.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious. But we can trust D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans was at the owners' meetings. He caught up with the media types. By the way, props to the media types here. This was a very efficient back and forth with D'Amico Ryans. A bunch of people who had content to put out asking good questions. Here is D'Amico Ryans live at the owners' meetings answering everything from why they traded Malik Collins to trying to trade for Keenan Allen, among other things. Here's D'Amico Ryans for you.
Dropping down from 23 to 40. What was the thought process behind that?
Yeah, the thought process behind, you know, moving back, you know, in the draft is just, we feel like in this draft, there is a really large amount of players right in that second to third, fourth round. It's a lot of guys right there that can come in and help our team, right? We feel like there's a, that's where the, as I said, the sweet spot of the draft is this year. And so we're excited about that move, and we feel like we can add some really quality players to our team.
You guys chased Aziz last year, ended up on the Titans, playing against you guys, ironically, and then this year you're able to snag him. What does he kind of bring to the table, and how nice is it to have that familiarity with him from San Francisco?
Yeah, Aziz is going to bring a physical style of play to our defense. He's going to bring leadership. He had a really great season last year with the Titans, so seeing him two times a year, it was you could see the growth that he made as a player. He played a lot of snaps for them. Last year he was healthy, so we look for him to just bring the same thing, bring that intensity, bring his leadership to our team, and just be himself and help us to be better.
Same thing kind of with D'Amico Autry. You played against him a little bit. Nick was pretty excited about Autry. He said, you know, he's the type of guy you'd bring him into the back alley with you.
Yeah, no doubt. If you watch the tape, you know Autry is a great football player. He loves football. You can tell it just by watching his tape and the respect that he has around the league, not only from offensive linemen but also other defensive linemen. I understand his play style and how effective he is as a player, playing inside, playing outside. He gets it done. So excited to add, you know, his relentless mindset to our team.
What makes Daniil Hunter unique? Obviously, he's an accomplished rusher. He's also a local guy, and people call him very athletic for his size.
Yeah, Daniil's definitely a big guy, but he has the length. I think that's what sets you apart as a pass rusher, Daniil's length and his ability to consistently, you know, get after the quarterback. He's had double-digit sacks multiple times in his career, and we're looking for him to add constant pressure on the quarterback. And I know Daniil is excited to be back home in Houston. We're excited to have him here in Houston because, you know, not too many times, not often, you get to play in front of your family, your old high school. Like, a lot of people will be rooting for Daniil, so we're happy to have a Houstonian back playing for the Texans.
What kind of went into, you got traded for Mixon, what kind of went into extending him? He wasn't in last year of his deal, so what was the thought process behind extending him?
Yeah, same there. I mean, adding a great player to our team, and wanted to, you know, we knew we had to fix the contract, and that was the same situation there in Cincinnati. So you can add a great player to your team. He's deserved what he's gotten, and that's all the guys, their contracts, they deserve what they've gotten. They've shown it on film, and that's the result of him being a consistent player in his league.
Why did y'all end up trading Malik Collins, and do you feel like y'all still need another defensive tackle?
Yeah, we'll continue to, you know, look to add to our defense line as much as we can. Not easy losing Malik. Malik was a good player for us, did a lot of good things for us last year, and I know he'll do a great job out in San Francisco.
Wide receiver Keenan Allen, you guys saw an opportunity there. You kind of mauled in that, and then ultimately they did it with Bears. But just that thought about the receiver position, as far as wanting to always look for more weapons.
Yeah, with that, as I speak about our entire team, like I want to upgrade our entire team and continue to get better. And I think that's what you have to do each and every year. So every year we'll be trying to upgrade. We'll try to get better and try to find guys that help our team. A lot of things are talked about that are discussed that may get reported, but we're looking to add to our team. Sometimes things work out, sometimes they don't. Sure. So we'll continue to do that.
With the two corners, Okuda and Henderson, who same draft class, have been on a couple teams now, what's kind of the thought process there? Is that just, hey, we see something, we trust our staff, we're going to get in and dig in on these guys?
With the two corners, I see young players, right? Young, talented guys who, for whatever, wherever they were picked, it really doesn't matter to me. I see young, talented guys on tape, long guys who can run, who can play sticky coverage. It just have to be more consistent. And sometimes guys just need a new scene, right? Hopefully change of scenery helps these guys out. But adding those guys we just talked about, man, you want to come in and compete. So it's competition, and that both guys understand that. And as much healthy competition as we can have on our roster, that means we're getting better. If our depth is getting better, we have guys actually competing for spots, and our team gets better.
The moves you guys have made have been well received publicly. Now people are talking you guys kind of like in that Super Bowl window. How do you guys go about, you know, handling those type of expectations going into 2024?
We don't discuss those expectations. For us, it's about getting better every single day. And that my process doesn't change. My mindset about our expectation doesn't change. If each guy is focused on himself, they're focused on getting a little bit better each and every day, each and every week, and we'll be exactly where we need to be. The expectations from the outside really doesn't matter, because of the expectations we put on ourselves. That's what matters the most. And no one is more critical of us than we are. Mm-hmm. And I want our players to feel that same thing, our coaches to feel the same thing. Are you striving to be the best in the NFL? If you're striving to be the best, then we'll be where we need to be.
You all ended up
Have you kind of felt like this offseason the team's turned into a bit of a destination for players, whereas maybe previous years it worked out financially, okay, but the success the team has had, you kind of heard that from players, and I know there's players publicly talking about they love to play for the Texans. Like, have you kind of felt like you guys have turned into a destination for players?
You know, for us, it's about adding the right guys. So if guys want to play for us, that's great. But it's about adding the right guys to our team. I guess it's cool to hear that guys would like to come and play for us, but we also have to understand we're going to work here, right? It's going to be tough working out in the Houston Heat. You know, guys understand that, but I think the excitement from guys wanting to come to Houston, it comes from, you know, our young players, CJ, Will, Tank, what those guys were able to do last year. I think people see that from the outside, and they see the talent that these young guys have, and they want to be a part of it.
Do you have an update on how Tank and Titus Howard and some of the other guys are coming off of surgery type deals?
Yeah, Tank is doing really well. He's progressing well. He's on track. We should have Tank participating in our offseason program. Titus as well. Titus is recovering. He's doing well. Hopefully get him back in training camp.
From going into year two, what are Well, what's your kind of like your thought process in evaluating how you did year one schematically, CEO type? How, what's that thought process, and like what's that process like when you reevaluate yourself as you try to improve going into year two?
Yeah, as the evaluation process goes, right, it's really great when you step away from it and we're able to go back and watch our self-scouts, watch our tape, and just look at it with clean eyes. Right? Now you're looking at a lot of free agents, looking at a lot of drafts, so it's clean eyes as we watch our scheme and see where we can improve, where we can be better as coaches, and we can definitely improve in a lot of areas. Right? We can teach it better. We can make sure our players understand what we're asking them to do. We can continue to add the right talent, the right guys to our locker room that will be a part of us winning. But it all starts with just, you know, not for me. I always tell our guys, I don't have all the answers. So I always look at myself and I'm always trying to get better. Let's talk about expectations, all those things. It's all about, man, how can I improve as well? So I'm studying it and seeing where I can help our guys be better. And if we all make those adjustments, players, coaches, all our staff, like our team will be better this year.
Still a couple more.
You briefly touched on this earlier, but you guys added obviously some great pieces with Disease and Daniil, but you also lost some good pieces. So I'm curious, what do adding these particular pieces that you add allow you to do better? Because you all seem to be a little bit more targeted on defense in particular and getting new guys. What does it allow you and your defense to do kind of going forward?
We're just looking to play better, sound football, trying to play dominant defense. I think if you wanna win in this league, you wanna be successful in the playoffs, right, you gotta go stop some pretty good quarterbacks. So that's where the defensive line comes into play. We have to have multiple guys who can get it done up front, and that was kind of our emphasis going into free agency.
What goes into your role in the draft process? Does the scouting department bring you guys? Or are you just pouring over guys that you like? Is there a list you work off of? Like, where do you fit in the scouting process and the draft pick?
Throughout the draft process, I'm combing through all the prospects, as many as I can. So I'm going through. I go by position, and I watch as all the guys as I can in the position, try to rank guys and list, you know, see target guys that I like as I watch them on tape and see who fits us schematically. So it's a lot. Sometimes coaches are bringing guys to me. Hey, check this guy out. Scouts. So it's a lot of different people are throwing players at me to put my eyes on. But it's a lot of great help. And they get to do well in the draft. It doesn't work without our scouting department. They do so much of the background work before we even have a chance to look at the college guys, where they set us up for success by all of the detailed work that they do, going to the schools, visits, like making sure they have all the information that we need to make sure we understand who we're bringing into our building. So the credit goes to, you know, Lipford, the scouting department, for what they do. Yes, they do an outstanding job.
Your second free agency with Nick. What's your collaboration like with him, and what is your role when it comes to saying, okay, this is a guy that I watch the tape on. If the money, you know, he does that, if it works, I really like this player. How does that interaction go? And what did you think of how he did in free agency?
Yeah, me and Nick, we're talking every day. Players, we were meeting every morning. We're discussing players. So no decision is made without myself and Nick working together on that, on who we're bringing in. And it works out well when we both kind of see the same players in the same light, and we know what we're looking for, and we see football the same way. So that makes it a lot easier when you're working with someone, you know, Nick's just experience and his background. He's done it for a long time. He's scouted a ton of players. And so having him to lean on has definitely been helpful to me throughout this process.
All right, that's D'Amico Ryans. A lot there. So the Keenan Allen thing was interesting. It seems like he is wanting to improve the wide receiver room. I don't think he liked Malik Collins as much as a lot of people did. I don't know if it's something defensive where maybe you're not staying in your lane as much. I don't know if he thought he was replaceable and that the contract that they were giving him didn't necessarily warrant what they were getting from him. But I read between the lines and I hear the way he speaks on him and what they actually did. And I do not think that D'Amico Ryans liked Malik Collins as much as a lot of people may think that he did as a football player.
Well, I think the best part, to your point, is the way he works in collaboration with Nick Caserio, I think it was as much a business decision as, like, can we get this guy? Can we get this type of player and not have to pay that? And they collaborate, and they say, yes. Yes, we can. So I don't know if it's like we didn't like him, but we didn't like him at that price or in that role.
The NFL made significant rule changes. The Texans are going to be the guinea pigs for that. But a TV icon, one of the funniest men in entertainment, has a rule proposal that might take things a little bit too far in the NFL. Plus, there's a theory, much to do with nothing, about
much
nothing.
Ado
of nothing. Lopez always helps me out here. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, so we have a new rule. I actually think the NFL has, for all the talk about hip tackles and stuff, I think the NFL has possibly made the most exciting sport with the most magnitude. I think they may have added one of the most exciting plays in sports with their decision on the kickoff.
Yes.
The more you look at it, I am wondering, did the NFL make itself even better? Because I think the best play in sports... And I'll give him credit. I think Colin Cowherd said this a long time ago. This was like 15 years ago. But I think the best play in sports. What do you think is the best, most consistent play in sports?
Consistent?
That happens often. What is the most exciting play in sports?
Probably like a punt return, a kick return.
Third down.
Well, yeah.
Third down is the most exciting. And I think that adds to the excitement of NFL, because you're trying to move the chains and you're trying to keep the ball in your position, possession. It's third down.
Yeah.
It's not like in the NBA where you have the ball and there's, you know, the possession, you figure it out. Baseball, but third down is the most exciting play in sports. And now the kickoff is going to be – I wasn't like a big complainer of what was going on with the kickoff, but now – we've seen what happens in the XFL. There's going to be a lot of strategy into this. So I'm actually really excited to see what this looks like. And I think the NFL might have hit yet another home run when they really didn't even need to. They're basically just running up the score now. But
They're trying to always add on.
Because when they evolve, they evolve the right way. The NBA is the opposite.
Yes. The NFL is greedy, and it's a good thing for us. And I was a big complainer of the kickoff. How many times do you hear me say it's a waste of time? It's a complete waste of time. Well, it's not anymore. It's not a waste of time. And this is what I wanted. And this is actually exactly what I wanted. I referenced the XFL often. I think it's going to come to it's going to go so far as to actually affect roster makeup, with guys that are maybe faster, a little smaller on kickoff block, kickoff return. That kind of thing, coverage. You know, you have to be able to cover some ground because you can't start running until the ball either is caught or touches the ground. And so I think it's going to affect roster makeup. I think it's going to be a very exciting play. I think we'll probably, quadruple the number of kickoff returns that go for a touchdown. It's no longer a waste of time. I like it.
I think it's going to be exciting, man. Yeah. And I wonder if this, I think it helps Dameon Pierce. I think the way that this is laid out, it could help Dameon Pierce. It's a more physical situation, the kickoff, like at least from like a running back perspective. It'll be interesting to see how it goes. I think Frank Ross might actually be excited about this.
I think he should be. I think he is.
And I bet he's pretty giddy.
Yeah.
There's another rule proposal out there, and this one probably will not pass. This is from Larry David. He was on the Rich Eisen show. Larry David, he wants to impact special teams as well.
Yeah, he does.
He wants to just flat out eliminate goalposts. This is Larry David explaining why he thinks goalposts should be eliminated in America's game.
Okay. Doesn't anybody see what I see? I don't know. Is it me? There's no reason for them. Suppose there was a baseball game and there were two parallel bars in deep center field that were 12 feet apart, and you could get a guy off the bench to hit a fungo, and if he got through the bars, you'd get a run. I mean, what's the point? It has nothing to do with the game.
He went on about a four-minute rant about goalposts in the NFL. And the weird thing is, like, when you hear him explain it, you're like, you know what? Yeah, he's right.
Nah, hell no.
Yeah, he's right.
Hell no.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Kickers matter, too.
Yeah.
There's a theory. The other rule that passed was the hip tackle, which has led to a lot of football players questioning. Apparently, you just can't lift your legs up when you grab a guy.
I'd like to see this thing in practice.
So I guess you just can't lift, like when you're sliding on him, you can't lift your legs off the ground. But if your legs are on the ground, then you're okay. You just can't like lift your legs up and like put your whole body weight on him.
Or the videos I've seen doesn't look like they're lifting their legs.
Yeah, I don't know about the videos. Yeah. I think the Mark Andrews one would be the one to watch.
Yeah.
But Tom Pelissero was on McAfee on ESPN. He actually has a theory that I think is the right theory. I think we could be seeing another version of when they made pass interference a challengeable call.
Mm-hmm.
This is Tom Pelissero's theory that he threw at McAfee on ESPN.
Here's what's going to happen. This is my prediction. They know that the officials, it's really hard to see, right? They've never been trained to look for this before. On top of that, they have no way to practice it. Like any new rule, you're only looking at in camp, right? And you're okay, we're looking for holding, this type of a grab, whatever. Nobody's hip drop tackling their teammate. There's basically no tackling in training camp. So the first time you're going to be seeing this is in the game. So what I would predict is going to happen is you will see some flags in the preseason. You will see a ton of fines, a lot of which may end up being overturned. But you'll get a flood of like 15 guys got fined for hip drop tackles. And what they'll hope is that sends the message. It scares everybody. And they eradicate some of the technique before the regular season.
But I mean, the technique is not taught. You talk about them not being able to watch. Yeah. Like, that's not a technique.
Not like horse collar.
That's taught.
It's not like you're grabbing the collar.
Well, I would say this. So I had one head coach tell me yesterday, they think that the real motivation here by the league, besides obviously wanting fewer injuries, is they think there are some teams that do teach it, that do suggest leaving your feet to use that and the unweighting, as they call it, onto the back of the ball carriers near your ankle.
I don't think so.
And so
that guy needs to be out of the league.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing is.
Let's punish the coach, not the technique.
Well, remember when, in the early days trying to eliminate helmet contact, like launching was kind of the standard, like you couldn't leave your feet. And then they realized this is stupid because sometimes the worst hits, the guy's clearly still on the ground and just delivers the contact. And you shouldn't be going, there's one toe on the ground. I think it's similar to that, where they're going to look for the most flagrant stuff. Again, you'll see a ton of fines. Everybody's going to lose their minds in August. We actually get into the games in September. I would bet you will see this called almost never.
There you go.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's his theory.
I could absolutely see that. I think that, and obviously the Texans are going to be one of the guinea pigs with the Hall of Fame game. But I think the NFL is so good at sending messages and then kind of backtracking. You mentioned the pass interference earlier. I think that was a great point. That they're going to legislate it just as a deterrent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it adds an element, man. Like, mm-hmm. If your product's good enough, controversy's not bad. Now, if your product sucks, as far as, like, magnitude, and you do something stupid, like the mm-hmm. NBA and MLB have done in different ways, you can't overcome it.
Yeah.
But a controversy among a really good product, a really meaningful product, it's not the worst things.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Speaking of controversy, I cannot wait to hear what you have to say about this.
About what?
I don't know. Sometimes you lose your you lose your coconuts whenever you
never ever
whenever you ever. Talk about certain things.
What are you setting me up for here?
I'm just asking you about Taylor Swift, because there's been a couple of things that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have done this offseason that I just.
Did you see my tweet?
I just really want to get. I did not. I just want to get your take on this. So there's three things, and I want you to just break these down. First one. Is they've gone on vacation to the, I think it's the Cayman Islands or something like that.
Yeah. It's Barbados. It's Barbados. Yeah, it's Barbados.
All right. So they've gone to Barbados and they hung out. They spent some time together. And now there's photos of them kissing in the water and all this. And those exact photos are with. You can see Taylor Swift with her former exes in those exact same situations at the exact same place.
Okay.
Is this fair or foul? She's just taking Travis Kelce where she takes all the other exes.
This is my place?
Fair or foul?
I think it's fair because I think she's probably comfortable with the seclusion and the, security.
I don't know, of some of these places. She can mix it up, though. It's not like she can't mix it up. They're in the same water, the same towel, two different exes.
Yeah. No, I saw that. This is the tweet that I sent this morning. And I was very much tongue-in-cheek because there's a picture going around. Did you see this, Figgy?
There's a picture of her that looks like she's yelling. Like, Trav, she doesn't look like she's yelling. She looks like she's chilling.
People are using that as like she's yelling.
Trav had it. And if she is, who cares? They're dating.
Yeah.
She's going to yell at him.
But she's not. Like, I saw the video that this was screenshot from.
Yeah.
That she was just like trying to make a point. Yeah. And she was like talking, animated.
Cares about that?
Maybe she's saying the new rules suck.
Maybe she's saying that. Something. So people are going to, but this is where, and I'm going to bring this up again when the internet goes nuts, because she does have they have the internet going nuts. I meant confessions, not internet going nuts. You might be right on something here with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Okay.
There is paparazzi.
Yeah.
All over.
It's a lot, man.
All over them.
Now, here's something else they did.
It's going to be interesting.
Here's something else they did.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to get a workout in.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to go to the gym. They went to LA Fitness. Common folk, right? LA Fitness.
Yeah,
how about
man.
That?
Regular. That's where I used to be a member.
They kicked out all the members, and they took over the gym for 2 hours so they could have their own personal workout.
Yeah.
And normal members couldn't work out.
I have no problem with that.
Y'all are absolute slime balls for that.
No. Look at this slime
That's
ball.
That's pathetic.
I have no problem.
That's pathetic.
I have no problem with that.
People, normal folks are trying to go get their workout in. They're trying to figure some stuff out. You can afford personal gyms and stuff like that. Y'all want to sit there and try to be common folks?
Not
you
when they're
sit
traveling.
There? Oh, okay. But let me sit there and fake chug a drink that's 1/8 full and act like I'm some sort of common folk. And then I'm going to go shut down a whole damn gym when we got an obesity problem in America and people are trying to lose weight, and you're throwing them off their routine.
You're putting way too much thought into this.
They can go to hell.
How many times have you seen a sign on the door? Lifetime Fitness.
They can go to hell.
Lifetime Fitness will be closed from 2 to 4 p.m. today. And you're like, okay, I'll go earlier or I'll go later.
That's a joke.
Huh?
That's a joke of them.
No.
Common folk.
No, because then you know they made it well worth that Lifetime Fitness's while. You know, they probably paid enough to get there. No, I have no problem with this at all. They got to work out. They got to get a workout in. And in a gym, people are going to be taking pictures of them either working out, heaven forbid, in the dressing room, stuff like that. No. This is all perfectly fine. They made it worth their while. People can adjust their workout schedule.
It's terrible.
No.
It's awful. Fine. Then don't try to be a common folk. That's all
they're
I'm saying.
Not, they're not
no,
common
No, okay.
Folk.
Well, then don't sit there and try to act like you're chugging a drink when it's 1/8 full.
People who aren't common folk chug drinks. Like everybody does that.
Just go hang out with Ice Spice, you weirdo.
No.
Like they're friends too.
You're reading way too much into
this. Ice Spice in the suite. You got a Super Bowl suite, you're taking Ice Spice. That's not a plant. Get your ass out of here.
You were reading
fakest duo in the world.
No, they're
shutting down a damn gym.
That's fine. They're that's all good.
Ought to be ashamed of themselves. Coming up, the hits are lit. The Texans, they have a new boss. Kinda. They have a big game. Kinda. And the Cougs have a big game. Definitely next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
The hits are lit here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, a new owner, or the same one, depends how you look at it. Cal McNair has been voted unanimously by the other NFL owners to be the majority owner of the Houston Texans. He replaces his mother, Janice McNair. So now it's officially official. Cal McNair has the title that I guess he's wanted for a long time. But now I think it eliminates family drama, and who knows what it means for the future. I saw Hannah yesterday said something like, yeah, and his mom wants him to be in charge or
yeah,
whatever. She said she threw a little something in there. But, yeah, Cal McNair officially the boss.
And I think he's going to be a little more active.
He's going to be the same damn dude.
No. Well, hold on. We were talking earlier. I asked you the question, does anything change? You brought up a really good point. I think you always want to put your stamp on it. I don't think he's going to do anything outrageous, but you start legacies. You know, you start, this is the Cal McNair official, Cal and Hannah, if we're being honest, legacy that's starting here. Maybe they can really embrace the whole Astrodome thing and really start.
Tear it down.
And really tear it down.
We talked about that at 10:20. Tear it down.
Yeah, build something really cool there. I think, you know, and official, he's in the club. You know, he's always been respected as the CEO and gone to the meetings because Janice doesn't. But now he's in the club. You know, there's 32 of these, and he's, it's a very elite club, and I think they're going to put their stamp on it, and it's really good. They are, as you said, certainly kind of, getting out ahead of maybe some future strife within the family, but all those things are true.
He's going to be the same dude.
I don't think he's going to change as a guy, but I think he's going to want to put his stamp on things.
But what else could he have done though? Like, yeah, I feel like they changing the uniforms. I feel like he pretty much did everything.
It's not his personality either, to change.
But it's their personality. It's a team. Ride or die.
Well, then Hannah can be the personality.
Yeah, and she will be. Yeah, you know, I think she absolutely will.
She can be the personality.
But now they're there. They're in the group. They're in the club. I think it's just human nature. You know, if you become boss of radio, there's going to be some things you want to do and leave, you know, leave as a legacy.
John, see me in my office, please.
Seth,
give me a call when you can.
Oh, God.
Radio Lord.
The Lord of Radio. No, but you will. It's his human nature. Maybe the Dome, maybe something else. Things are happening, though. Got the joint practices coming with the, by the way, Puka Nacua against Derek Stingley.
But that's in the slot, right?
Doesn't matter.
They're going to travel him?
He goes everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you admit something to me about Cal McNair?
Sure.
You and Sean took it a little too far with the burger flipping.
No.
Y'all made a little bit too much of that. No. Can we be just a little bit honest? Were way too high on the burger flip.
I'm being completely honest. He asked me to go over there.
Yeah, y'all went over there, but then y'all acted like he, like, I don't know, was. Like,
oh, I never did that. In fact, I did a video about this is burgers. Tell me about brisket and all this other stuff because he does like.
Yeah,
to
but
cook.
Y'all acted like he was basically. I mean, I don't know, like saving the community or something like that.
Never
with
did
the burgers.
Find the audio.
Y'all are pretty hyped up about the burgers.
Find the audio where I did that.
Figgy, were they not pretty gassed up about the burgers?
Find the audio.
I feel like a lot of people was gassed up about
this. I said it was a good gesture. Is that being gassed up?
No. Yeah. But, you know, remembering the burgers, you know the one thing I do remember about the burgers? Dude. Sean's face was effed up. What happened?
He was red.
What happened?
It was hot in there, man.
But dang.
It was hot.
Have you never been by
there.
A grill and outside? And
I don't
like,
know.
At the
done,
pool?
I don't think he's done a whole lot of that.
Because that's like
maybe steaks,
but at the college, that's every Saturday that type of guest. Mm-hmm. He came in. I was concerned.
Yeah, he had a red face.
I thought he might have had a lawsuit with Cal. Texans will face the Bears in the Hall of Fame game this year. It's going to be the first game of the season. It's going to be the first game with the new rules. Yesterday, the hip drop tackle was banned. Today, they adopted the XFL kickoff rules. So I think the Texans are kind of going to be the guinea pigs. It's going to be the first look that we get of the Houston Texans and the NFL with the new rules. I think they're going to be flag happy.
I think they're going to be flag happy. I think they're going to be talking about it a lot because the league's going to be watching. And you know what? It doesn't really matter. It's just a preseason game, but we're going to get a good glimpse of that. We're going to get our first glimpse of the new uniforms of this defense. It's all good, but I think they're definitely going to be flagged a lot or whistled a lot for those types of things.
Should it be a life flag if someone walks into the restroom with the phone in hand and stands by you at the urinal and unzips with their other hand and then just starts
going?
Spraying a little bit. I'm asking like a real life flag.
Are they looking at their phone?
It happened during the break.
Like looking at their phone.
Yeah, I'd never seen the fellow before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what department he worked in, but I walked out. He was like deeply like pissed.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of let him have his space. I don't know. He's frustrated. Like a
yeah.
And had like a box. I go in the restroom. I stand at the urinal. Dude comes in. He's holding his phone in his left hand.
Yeah.
I think it's playing something. He stands at the urinal, unzips with his one hand, and then he's using the restroom. It's getting, I think it's kind of
all
getting on his
place.
Shoe a
all
little bit.
All over the place, yeah.
And I'm just like, what's going
if
on?
If you
here?
Can't put down your phone or put it in your pocket for 2 minutes.
I mean, it's one thing if you're in the stall.
Yeah, that's
in the stall.
Library.
That's like your newspaper. Reading a newspaper. That's your newspaper.
Yeah, magazine, whatever.
But one hand and you're sitting by someone else right there.
Yeah, if you can't do that for 2 minutes, that you might have an issue.
What's going
ain't
on?
Ain't even
here?
2 minutes.
Not even 2 minutes. Well, it's 2 minutes for me.
Also, at what point do you not put the volume on, man?
Huh?
At what point do you not put the volume on?
Always. If you're in a public place, you always have headphones or whatever.
I apologized to someone in the elevator today.
Because you had to play something?
No. Hell no. Come on. Yeah. I mean, I would put it on my ear at little volume if I was doing that.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
The other day, me and Figgy rode up with some guy who had First Take on full blast. And we happened to stop at five rows. Heard a whole damn First Take segment.
Yeah.
The man was chilling. But today, there were two guys on the elevator and, you know, it was closing. I just was going to let it close and, you know, get on a different one. I didn't want to be the guy
that
held it up.
Yeah. I do that all the time.
One of the guys held it up.
For you, and then you have to get
on. And then I got on, and then two more.
Yeah.
He got off. I told the guy, hey, I apologize. I was going to let it go. So don't. Yeah, I was waiting for another one, sir. So
yeah.
I apologize to you, my friend.
I had a guy on the elevator today say, man, love your all's show. I'm just sorry. I've been a lot busier from 10 to noon when I usually used to listen, and I just went full promo. I said, man, we got the Odyssey app. You can just go do whatever you want. Go back and listen to everything.
Yeah.
He's like, really? Yes, really.
Yeah, the Odyssey app.
Yeah, the Odyssey
app. Listen on the Odyssey app. What the hell's wrong with
you? Yeah, you got a problem.
100%.
I was all about it today, and it helps. So we got a new listener.
The Texans signed another corner, Miles Bryant. He was on the Patriots the last 4 years. I think he plays slot. He was in the 2020 draft, so they now have three corners from the 2020 draft. I don't know much about these corners. I just know they're guys.
We got
they
plenty.
Have a lot of bodies.
We got plenty.
NFL draft theories are beginning. Last year, the Texans had the number 2 overall pick. We didn't know what the hell they would do. Apparently, Tom Pelissero says that the talk out of Washington may not be what you think it is.
Everybody's always trying to figure out, especially at the top of the draft, what the other teams are doing. When I've had conversations here with executives for other teams who know Adam Peters well, know the situation well, the most popular answer for what they do at number 2 is J.J. McCarthy. So a lot of drama.
Odds have gone down on him, too.
J.J. McCarthy, yeah, the odds are way down. If they take J.J. McCarthy number 2, that would really set things off, and that would put the Arizona Cardinals in an interesting spot where the hell do you do? You going to trade back?
Yeah,
I would trade back in a heartbeat.
You think they want Marvin Harrison Jr., though, man?
Yeah.
When you passing up on Marvin Harrison, you that down on him, Figgy, because he didn't speak to the media and didn't work out?
I mean, if you could get a couple first-round picks out of that for somebody that's thirsty for a quarterback.
So and it would be a high price.
You passing on
Marvin. It'd be a high price.
Yeah.
Might get him at 5.
Rockets are officially above 500. They're 36-35, half game behind the Warriors for the play-in. They got Oklahoma City tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
This will be the third team that they've faced with a winning record in the last 10. So they've beat up on some pretty meh teams. The Jazz have 29 wins, Bulls have 34, Spurs have 16, and then Wizards have 14. They beat them twice. Blazers have 19. They beat them twice. Not trying to minimize it. I'm just saying tomorrow's the real test because this is one that you need to have. You give yourself a little bit of a cushion. Then you got the Warriors at the start of April. So it's a big one.
I think it's going to come across like you're minimizing it, but
it's icing.
But I get your point.
It's icing. Well, all I'm saying is there's a seesaw, right?
Yeah.
Before this win streak was going, there were some people that were a little bit disappointed. My thing was that they've accomplished a lot.
Yeah.
Like they're learning about their guys, and now they're learning that Jalen Green has this type of stretch in him. So you try to balance that with everything going on. You wonder, is he better without Şengün? Can we get these two guys to gel? Mm-hmm. But even before then, I was saying it's been a good season. They've changed the culture. We'll see what happens, and that's what they need to do. Now I don't want to get to the point where if they get blown out by Oklahoma City, then it's the sky's falling or anything like that. It's been a successful season no matter what for them.
I think what this streak proves is you're not the dregs of the league. You're not at the bottom. You are beating the 19 win, the 14 win, the 16 win teams. So I think you're proving that much. You're taking a step. That you're not at the bottom of the league. So I think it's even though it's that. You're proving that you're not that.
8-3-2. They beat the crap out of Cleveland, and Cleveland is good. That is true.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell was hurt, but he was trying to play on one leg. kind of happens. But, it's good. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's going to be a tough test.
Yeah.
And I want them to beat them, and I want a flagrant foul on Chet Holmgren. Not an injure him, but he deserves a flagrant foul, as does Alexander for that dumbass commercial.
For the commercial?
Yeah, for the commercial. I don't want them hurt. So don't sit here and clip me and say I want them hurt. But I want them hammered to the ground for that dumbass commercial that they have.
Who's that again?
Going on. Who are these guys?
Yeah, that's what my wife
told me. Who are these guys?
I saw the commercial. Who is that?
Disgracing Christina Aguilera is one of her greatest hits. Who are these guys?
Yes.
March Madness picks up Thursday. The Cougs are going to be in Dallas on Friday. Shout out to the Cougs. There's going to be a lot of people going up 45. I might try to drop into that game. It might be a last-minute thing.
Oh, really?
Ticketmaster. Right now you can get in for $200. But I wonder if once the first tip-off happens, I can get in for 50. I'm going to say what's up to my mom. I might cross over, go there.
Are you going anyway?
Yeah, I'm going anyway.
Oh, well, hell yeah.
But yeah, I don't want to go to both games.
Yeah.
I just want to go to that one.
Yeah.
So maybe not. If you're there, it's going to be a fun time. Look on U of H website and all that for all the information. DJ Burns also going to be there.
Yes, he is.
NC State.
Yeah, they're going to have that clash of 1983 again.
Well, NC State's got their hands full.
Yeah, they do.
They're going to have to figure something out.
Yes, they do.
And DJ Burns, apparently, this was on Pardon My Take. I listened to him yesterday. I did not know this. He has a vending machine hustle.
Is a vending machine hustle.
He owns two vending machines. Here was DJ Burns talking about that side hustle.
You sell vending machines?
I don't sell them. I just own a few. I have two myself.
That's incredible. So how did you get into that?
That was just, there's a guy who played at Auburn named Josh Dollard. We were just talking about what are ways to make money outside of basketball so you're not like one-dimensional as a person. And that was one of the things he showed me and I took after it.
You have two active right now and it just makes money for you? What's in your vending machines though? That's very important. I hope it's not.
I'm gonna be honest. I can't eat what's in my vending machine.
Okay, all right. That's a good thing. Okay, all right.
Yeah, don't get high on your own supply.
but it does. It sells well for sure.
All right. What kind of vending machines are these? Is he just
saying that's a good hustle, man?
Candy? Is he just saying he's on a diet?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Absolutely. That's a great hustle.
I was actually looking into getting into that too.
Well, you remember when I used to hustle at basketball games with my boy Hart, we were at every game. Every game on the floor. Part of the reason that one of the people in the front office would hook us up.
How come?
Because he owned all of, you remember when they used to have basketball cards and you could pull out and you would get the cards?
Yeah.
We would give him our commons.
Oh, okay.
So he owned like 10 around the arena.
Yeah.
And we would just give him like 5,000 counts of boxes so we would have like a pass to every game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good. He was breaking bread on that.
Yeah. Long time ago, I almost with my brother at the time. Well, he passed away. With my brother, bought a Red Box. Those were expensive, though, man. We backed out of the Red Box.
They still have those, bro.
They made some money, man.
They still have those.
Yeah, they made some money.
It used to be nice. Shout out to Red Box. Coming up, D'Amico Ryans talks about Cal McNair being voted as owner as well as Houston as a destination. We'll discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.